219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Y'all know it ain't nobody but Queenie. Letting you know that it is too, it's that time. It's that night. 219 to talk. Listen, while all the hosts get themselves together and get on here so we can get this thing done, definitely want to make sure you know you are welcome to leave comments. You are welcome to share our posts. You are welcome to share whatever, you know, we want to hear from you. So make sure that you keep it locked right here on 219 to talk. Looks like we have Ray on here. How's it going, Ray? What's going on?
Hey, hey.
Pocket letter.
Hey, what's going on down here? Ain't nothing going on down here in the cricket letter, except a little bit of rain. You know, people out here acting crazy. Kids want to fight each other. But ain't nothing going on other than that. These clowns out here acting crazy, shooting up folks, but they be all right.
In the rain?
Well, they ain't shooting today, you know, but they been shooting around here lately and doing a little dumb stuff. These little youngsters, they don't know no better.
They don't know no better, huh? Don't know no better.
Need to be at home sleep.
Been going on, right? You know, we've been missing you on My Gospel Soul. I sent a text, I'll let you know we're on the air. You need to come on, be on the show, too.
I was busy taking care of some stuff. I couldn't get on, but I've been chilling, you know, helping my mom make sure she's good. You know, my mom don't get around like talking about, so I try to make sure to take care of the home front first.
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's doing okay. It just, you know, she can't really walk around like she wants to because she got arthritis real bad in her knees. And so I have to make sure she eat. I don't think she can do a walk to the bathroom, back to the bed. So I make sure she eat and got what she need, water, whatever she want to drink. Or, you know, I just maintain the house, you know, make sure she's good, taken care of. Because they always say you only get one mama. So you got to treat her like a queen.
That's true. You only get one mama, you know. And people take that for granted, man. And they, you remember that movie, Imitation of Life? You know,
oh, yeah.
People, yeah, they wait till last minute to give her flowers. You guys, listen, she took care of you. You need to take care of her, you know.
That's right.
That's just the way it is. You know, I never understood why people put their mother's retirement home, you know. Now, I understand
right.
Some of these independent living facilities be nice, but I'm talking about people still putting their parents Let's do better.
What I've learned about that, and I told people that I wouldn't put my mom in there because old people, when you put them in a retirement home, they can't do nothing. They tend to dwindle down. They tend to go down real fast. So I would never put my mom or nobody in there.
Yeah, that don't make no sense to me, man. And when I see like. I used to go to the nursing home, and I used to sing to them, preach to them. You know what I'm saying? Take them what they can eat because, you know, you got to be careful. You can't just be busting up in there with all kinds of bags of candy and stuff. You be going, let me go get some candy.
Yeah, I've been a vocal.
Look, as soon as you give them the candy, they be right there taking it up. You know, you got to just be careful. But, that's just not something I would do, you know, me, myself. So encourage that kind of, I'll call it behavior. Because a lot of times people do that because they trying to get to their money. They trying to get to people's stuff, you know, get their mama and daddy
right.
stuff, you know.
Right.
And so they try to, you know, get rid of. It's just, it's selfish. It really is, you know. Let's see who else we got online. We got some callers on the line tonight. I don't know who everybody is, but if you're one of the hosts, I need for you to press 1, okay, so we can go ahead and bring you in, okay? Let's take a break, trainer right, and we'll be right back, because it looks like it's going to be me and you tonight, okay?
Hey, show must go on.
The show must go on, y'all.
Go on.
Let me play this song. It says Right Now by Q Stone right here on 219 The Thought.
Poverty, greed, war, genocide, AIDS, cancer, selfishness, disunity, fear. God, we need you.
Right now.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God, we need you.
Right now, we need you more today.
And I'm in need right now. It's dark and I can't see right now, but your words are light and I need you to lead right now. I'm trying to plant some seeds right now, make sure my daughter grow, have everything she need right now. I can't believe right now all the people in bad situations that they wish that they could leave right now. All the children in need right now, I wish I could hug and hold and love and be right now. Pick them off the ground, bounce them on my knee right now. Say they special, show them what they can be right now. And I pray for my enemies right now. Hope they know I ain't the man I used to be right now. I'm different, but if I leave right now, know that I've been blessed. Y'all pray for me right now.
Right now, we need you more today.
The wicked man is clever, that's why we all need to come together. We need more love and less hatred. We fighting against the same enemy, that's the synagogue of Satan. For one man, he made all nations. No matter how dark your skin is, see, we all still related, but we all still trapped in the matrix. Divided by decisions, divided by choices of religion. So we got a common bond, in God we trust. We gotta look inside and see the God in us. Nobody knows what's really going on. We don't even notice each other no more because we staring at our phone. We all wanna be left alone, but it was the unity and community that kept the people strong. It's time to be the leaders that we searching for. God, we need you. When I look in the mirror, I can see you right now.
We need you more today.
Wipe your face off. The time is near. Get your mind clearer for the face off. They on us like they got us where they want us. Set traps on corners, spooking on us till they shoot like they hunt us. Make an accident out your life like a spilled milk. Till you prove your innocence, the verdict is still guilty. Filthy and slow is how our profile's labeled. And nah, you ain't free cause your pants got fancy labels. While we going against the grain, trying to prove how we equal, when all we have to do is prove how we God's people. Got us going out the way or either selling out for pay. They tell us not to pray, keep us distracted every day. I know this world is attacking us, the Holy Spirit backing us. Our faith is on the line, it's time we back it up. In this craziness, we must survive, break off the devil and his lies. It's time to fight, it's time to take back our lives. Right now,
we need you more today.
All right, welcome back. This is 219 to talk with Queenie and Trainer Ray. What's up? What's up? What's up? Trainer
Ray. Hey, 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 just chilling, just chilling, just chilling. Sitting back enjoying life.
I know that's right. Tell us a little bit about your show that happens on Saturday.
About the show that happened this past Saturday?
Yes. Your show, everything. Tell us what's going down.
Oh, well, you know, Saturdays I do my show talking about fitness. You know, I have, I give people opportunity to ask me questions if they call in and listen. You know, you can ask me a question about whatever, anything dealing with fitness or maybe some nutrition if you need some help with it. And I sit back and just talk about different things you can do at home or pregnant women or whatever the case may be. I try to keep people entertained because a lot of people don't know the rules about fitness, don't know exactly what they should do. Some people will go and watch a video and think they're doing it right and tend to do it wrong, then they hurt themselves. And I had to kind of tell them that, you know, last week that, you know, you got to make sure that you're doing it right because it's easy to watch a video and then you go in there and think you're doing it right and you mess up and do something wrong and hurt yourself, then you'd be at the gym for a while. So I just try to help and instruct people about fitness and being in the gym and how to do things correctly because that's the best way. And that's the day anybody that's listening, if you want to listen in on me on Saturdays and, you know, ask me questions, you know, I'll bring you in and we can talk about whatever question you may have or concerning anything dealing with fitness.
I know I was on there. And
yeah,
I
just didn't say that.
You know, I'm trying to hold this topic till everybody calls in because I really am perplexed, I guess you could say, about a recent happening, you know. And I'm very, very, I wouldn't say frustrated about it, but just knowing that we need to not just have a conversation about it, but we need to get involved because it's a lot of lives, black lives, that are being lost over, people with no type of care in the world about that life that's gone. I'm trying to just work around it because I really need for everybody to call in on the line so that we can get into this topic. It's a young lady. I'm trying. It's a young lady that has been gunned down. I was trying to hold it, but I got to go ahead and get into it. She got gunned down. You know, Ray, I don't have to tell you. I already know me. She got gunned down, and, man, listen.
Not only did she get gunned down, she got gunned down in her own house.
In her own house.
Right, I saw that.
By the police.
I saw that.
Look, by the police who were looking for a suspect that was already in custody.
Already in custody.
So they ain't even contacting each other. They ain't even in communication with each other. They just out here willy-nilly with these people.
The article says they was in the wrong house anyway.
Right, exactly. There you go. They were looking for a drug suspect, and these people don't even sell no drugs.
Right.
And I'm gonna read a little bit about the case. And this is it's on a site, and you got to know that a lot of these sites don't have all of the information. It says amid the virus, the killing of Taylor. Breonna Taylor, who, she was 26, in her own home has escaped scrutiny. But anger is building as are calls for a judicial review.
Right.
It has been 2 months since Breonna Taylor was sleeping in her apartment on the south side of Louisville, Kentucky, when plainclothes police officers arrived outside her door in the early hours on March the 13th. Across the country, many people are starting to work from home as the grip of corona quickly spread. But Taylor, a 26-year-old certified EMT, was an essential worker still going to help at two Louisville hospitals as the city braced for the worse. She had no regard. She had no regard for her health when it came to helping up that lawyer Ben Crump in a virtual press conference on Wednesday. And the tragedy is the coronavirus that didn't kill Breonna Taylor. It was police officers who were being reckless and irresponsible and shooting from outside the house, shooting through windows. They don't do this in other neighborhoods. Now, first of all, let's stop right there. They shooting through windows.
This girl got shot 8 times.
8 times. They said when they did the autopsy, they found, well, really on another report, they said they found 9 to 10 bullets in it on another site.
Wow.
So it's not clear how many bullets they found in it. But the point is, why are you outside? You said J.D. the ball.
This is J.D. the Barber chiming in. I'm sorry about being a little late, but my wife has requirements for me,
so
I had to run to the store and get her something. But anyway, I was on a Dubois, as I call it, a Dubois Plunkett run.
Oh, so God.
Here I am on the air. Trainer Ray, what's going on, brother? Good to hear from you.
Oh, big bro, I'm just sitting back chilling, man, enjoying life.
Amen. But yeah, like I told, I was talking the other day. Ben Crump is making a career out of high profile cases. If y'all know, he also represented Trayvon Martin's family. He's also representing Aubrey's family, who recently got killed in Atlanta, and now he has piled his third one on with this young lady who has gotten killed in Louisville, Kentucky. It is a shame that this man is, I'm not saying that it's a shame that he's representing these people. It's a shame that he has to represent them, is what I'm saying, because we need a black advocate in the law, in the judicial system, that fights for the rights of these people who are being basically gunned down or crucified and killed by these officers at the hand of these law enforcement officers. And nobody's been held responsible. Exactly. So I'm just really upset about this situation that has occurred. And it was what? That's it. But, there's just too much going on in America right now, man. We need to tighten up our belt. And it's time to stop marching and start fighting back.
Wow.
That's just all it is.
You know
too.
What?
What you think about it, Ray?
You know, I was reading something today. I ran across something on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook too much, but the Aubrey kid that got, the guy that got killed, right? There's a black woman. I think her last name Owens or something, but she made a comment about his shooting wasn't about race, so everybody need to quit complaining and worrying about him getting killed over race. See, these other blacks are so worried about other things other than taking care of us. They want to be right in the white, what they say, right in the white eye. And I don't dig that, because that's crazy to me for you to go out and tell people that he wasn't killed because of race, and y'all need to stop saying that he was killed because of race and this and that. And I'm like, what other reason? I mean, what other reason was he killed? They trying to say now he was seen on a video going into a house, and some people said the lady even said his mama even said it was him on the video. But I don't understand black people when right now these black people would complain about not getting a stimulus check, complain about not having a job, complain about being in the house on the coronavirus. But they won't stand up for their own people when they're getting killed.
Right.
Okay, now we have callers on the line, too. Just, you know, and feel free to press 1 if you want to comment, and we'll let y'all in the conversation.
Now, what you were talking about, Ray, is is important to me, because the thing about it is that crime that happened with Aubrey was nothing more than a hate crime at its finest.
Right. That's right.
This man was ran down by two white, well, actually three, because one had the camera, and he was run down while out on a regular jog in a neighborhood, and got into a altercation and got into a fist fight, and one of the guys pulled a gun and shot him three times on camera. And you can watch his body go limp after the gunshot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, 6, 6, 7, 8. Go ahead. What's your comment?
Hi, my name is Alicia, and my
comment is,
Ray was saying how, you know, some people want to stay right on the white side, and I agree with him on that. You know, I'm from the North, and I've been in the South now for 13 years, and the slave mentality here is unbelievable to me, how, you know, everybody's got so much to say about the system of things, but nobody wants to make a move to make anything better. Everybody's got a lot to say, but nobody comes up with a plan to maybe bust your neighbor, give your neighbor a ride to the polls, or, you know, start talking about this stuff in church. Nobody's doing none of that, but everybody has something to say about how stuff is going. And until we start taking care of our own, until the black man comes back and rebuilds the family that the white man broke down in slavery and in jail, then we're always going to be lost. Because a black woman can't hold up the black race like we've been doing for a long time. We need the black male. That's
right.
What I wanted to say.
Well, you know what? I appreciate your comment, and I must admit that you have hit the nail on the head, as they say. I am a strong advocate for black men taking responsibility for their households first, and then after that we need to take responsibility for our communities again. Because we have gotten away from community. We as black people have gotten so selfish with when it comes to dealing with one another. But we are quick to holler when something happens in our community to one of us from a person outside of our community. But we got so much going on between each other in our community, we need to take that back first.
Come on now.
We need to get out here and stop all this crime and all this, you know, breaking into houses and knocking old people in the head and all that that's going on with our young black kids. They need their behinds whooped again in the house first to start out with junior. Hey, my daddy used to say, I'd rather kill you as a puppy than let you grow up and be a full-grown dog and try to whoop. So he was a strong advocate of whooping your behind while you were still little. See, and we done got away from that. We trying to raise our kids by the book. The only book that my mama used to raise me was the one she went upside my head with. That was the only book I got. And only time out at the house was how long I was knocked out. That was my time out. It wasn't no standing in the corner and it's time out. No. You might stand in the corner on one leg for about 2 hours. or get hit upside your head and be knocked out in the corner for about 2 hours.
Oh, we got Mary B and LB on the line.
Hey, your comment though.
Amen.
Thank you.
What's happening, LB?
Hey, you already know we good. I gotta say that black men, any black man listening right now, this is your call to step up. This is your call to step up. You have just been told by the black woman that you need to step your ass up and step your game up. You need to step it up, black man.
Yeah. Talk about it.
No,
stop
leaving
without coverage.
You know what's bad when women start telling us, we've been holding out this black community for too long. We need y'all to step up. We need to do something, black men. Come on. Come on. Make me look there. Come on.
Hey, LB, let me tell you something. I talk about how the black man has been running from responsibility all the time on my JD's Man Cave show. We have that. That was the first mandate that God gave us, was responsibility. We were responsible for the Garden of Eden and all that was in it, including the woman. And we still, to this day, find all kinds of excuses and ways to run from our responsibilities. We will make a family and burn off from a family and leave that family there to dangle with no covering, no support, no guidance, no, man, we just leave and bail out. And next thing you know, we run around town like Johnny Appleseed dropping kids everywhere, man. That has to stop, brother. That is our fault. That is not the black woman's fault. That is the black man's fault. And we got to get back to being a man about our life. As I always say, we got to put our grown man on every day and wear the hell out of it.
And another thing, just like our caller was talking about earlier, they wouldn't come in and do the things they would do that they do to our community if he would have let them know you can't do this. This is not but when they leave the household, they leave that family, they leave that woman to fend for herself. You know what he said? Well, let me give her some food stamps. Let me give her an apartment. Let me give her a job. Let me give her everything, and she won't need it. But they never would have been able to do that if that covering, if that door, if that roof would have stayed with his family. It could be a time we took pride. A man took pride in providing for his family, taking care of his family. He thought it was he frowned on anyone in his household asking for anything outside of him. You know, we need that pride back. So I agree with the call. I just wanted to piggyback on what she said. You know, we have to, everybody needs to get back in their role, in their place within our family and build from there, because you can't just go up in the, we want to go up in the courthouse. We want to go start a million man march and all these different things. But how you got a million men out there that got five or six families and they running from child support? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm getting a little personal. But I'm just saying, how you going to million, you going to call every black man, let's march. Now you going to march on Washington and all these different places, but you won't march down the street and pay some child support. I'm confused. You won't march down the street and make sure that she got a security system. You know, you won't walk down the street and make, because I'm going to tell you something my daddy used to say. He say, even if you don't have a man, you let somebody see a man go in and out the front door. That might be your man. You know what I'm saying? You will find out that people will respect your property. You will. They won't approach you any kind of way. But if they see that woman without a man, they talk to her any kind of way, they offer all kinds. I'm telling y'all, we are on a conversation that needs to be had. And I'm not coming against the Al Sharptons and all that kind of stuff and the Jesse Jacksons, but, you know, but it is some, it's a lot of households under one man. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't saying that none of them. And then he go in, and I'm not trying to be mean, but he go and marry somebody outside his race because he say he can't deal with the angry black woman. But I'm sorry, you know, we got a right to be angry, you know, because every time we look up, you don't want to take care of what you made, but you want to go out there. Let's move on.
Right.
I can identify because that was my daddy right there. I'm a baby. I'm the baby girl of 13, and my daddy's got two different families. We're all a tribe, but still two different families, and still made another baby in another state and another baby over when he was in the military. So,
wow.
And then after all of that,
he ended up marrying a white woman. So that's my story right there.
Well, she just got to be talking about your daddy then.
Yes, I did. Yes, she did.
Yeah, yes, my daddy, know your dad.
My daddy was a Rolling Stone.
I think Martin Luther King is sick and tired of us steady marching. We need to start shooting back, damn it. That's his audience,
hey.
So he's sick and tired of our marching asses. But we need to start shooting back now. Damn that.
But you can't get them to sign child support.
Look here, that's not going to happen. These niggas, like I said, they've been running all their damn life. But, yeah, you can move on from that. No, yeah, let's not even. But what we need to do is go down to the academy and buy them damn bullets like them white folks do. And when they I'm gonna say this
about the shooting back. You know, with us shooting back, that's a good idea. But they don't like the white guys or the white people would go out and shoot us, but they're not going to jail immediately. A black person go out
right.
and shoot somebody, he's going to jail immediately.
That's what we have to eliminate. When it comes down to that, when everybody's hatred really goes full wire, jail's not even going to be an issue anymore because it's going to be wild, wild west out here.
Yes,
and
it is.
Like I had to tell this white lady the other day, this ain't 1965, and I'm not scared to talk back to you. So I'm not going to run. I'm not a yes, a master chick. You pick the right one right here. I'm cool, Chuck. I'm going to keep going. You're going to cut my feet and everything, but I'm going to keep coming at you.
Come on,
this ain't 1965. Baby, I'm going to take that little Medicaid. I'm going to go tell him put another foot on there. I got some more stuff to do.
All the time.
Oh, my God.
But you know what, though? I want to say something real quick.
Okay.
Piggybacking on what JD was saying earlier, because you were so right on saying that we have to put our grown men on every day. But the
mm-hmm.
thing is that a lot of people don't know what the grown man look like.
Exactly.
You know,
we've been missing so long.
You know, you can't be a grown man and you're still doing childish things. The Bible said, when I became a man, I put all childish things behind.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many people out there who call themselves men, but they still want to run around on the streets like they little boys. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on.
Too many people out there who want to call themselves men, but then you still wearing around, you know what I'm saying? You still wearing clothes that you wore as a teenager. You want to call yourself a man, but you don't want to work. You want somebody to take care of you like you're a little boy still. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
You got to know what a grown man looks like. And that's how you put your grown man on. But I learned that being of age does not make you a man.
Mm.
You know, you are a man. It's how you take care of your responsibilities and the things you do every day that makes you a man.
Come on.
Right.
Hmm. I know that's right.
Can I get an alpha amen?
Well, LB, I always say you got a lot of grown little boys, grown ass boys out there too. Yeah, that's a term too that I coined, grown little boys.
Grown little boys, yeah.
Baby, yeah, you're grown little boys. That all sounds well.
All right, y'all. Okay, Mary B, where you at, baby? You got us another topic because this one right here, we done got to the root of it. We done diagnosed it. And I guess we're going to have to wait on the ambulance.
How's everybody doing?
I was a little late.
Oh, we're doing good.
Hey, first of all, I would like to say to the caller, she hit it right on the head. I say it all the time. And she said it in such a respectful and professional way. It always comes out real ratchet when I say it. So I appreciate that.
Yes, she took a call.
We know where you're from.
It was real professional. Okay, so my topic, because I want us to go, we need to ha-ha just a little. We're going to ha-ha just a little bit. So the one that always makes me laugh, because, you know, we're not going to cry, we're going to talk about Trump, okay?
Not Donald J.
I'm laughing already all down off into my seat.
You already start laughing.
Okay, so we all know and heard when he told the country to drink disinfected and use an ultraviolet light on our cells so that we would not catch the corona. So then he said, we don't need the mask. Stop wearing the mask. And then people in the White House got sick. So now, opposed to taking the testing every day, he has upped it. So now they're taking it twice a day in the White House, per person in the White House. We still don't have testing. We still don't have it enough, but we have already opened Georgia, and now California is saying that they're going to close back down to August. So, and now they're back to wearing masks in the White House, even though, you know, like 2 weeks ago it was okay to just walk around and breathe freely. I know, that's what I'm saying. So after the two people that actually got it, one that was the speaker for Vice President, was it Pence? She got it. And I don't know who the other person was, but two people that was actually close to them, as in Trump and Pence themselves. How are you all feeling with everything opening back up just to close back down for another 3 to 4 months?
Baby, I got about 3 or 4 masks in my truck.
Uh-huh.
I don't go nowhere without no mask. And down here in Houston, you can't go in a lot of these stores unless you got a mask on.
Right. They're doing most places.
Well, that's funny because here in Georgia, you know, I just had 3 masks made, so I have washable masks, and you know they're opening stuff up, and people, they're just really crazy because they're just like out here, people out here without masks on and just, you know, just flooding stuff. I was in the store today and I peeped in the window to see, you know, how many people was in there, and everybody in there didn't have a lot of masks. Not even the people behind the register. I can't hang with that. So they can do what they want to do, but I'm standing in house.
That's crazy.
But you know, Burger King and fast food joints got the in the drive thru, they just got little holes that they got little trays which is retarded. You know, just put some gloves on and mask. They put your debit card in the little Tupperware, and you for real, Burger King, and you drop it in there, and then you hand them the bowl. Now, this is hilarious to me because you still reach over in the bowl with no glove on and get my card.
Right.
So what did you do?
Right.
I need for us to act as though we can comprehend. You know, we can understand what's happening here. So you got the glass up. Plexiglass. And then, you got a mask on, but you don't have no gloves on, but you're going to still reach over in there and get my card after you done made me feel like I was making a deposit at the bank. I don't know.
Hey, I went to Burger King the other day, and the girl did the same thing. She stuck that little container out there. But she had gloves on, and I asked her, now why y'all use that container? Because when you pick it up, even with them gloves on, if I got it on me, it's still on that card, and then you gonna put on the gloves, and then you gonna go touch everything else. Then most people don't know how to take their gloves off.
Mm-hmm.
But when I asked her, she looked at me and rolled her eyes. I started to slap the container out of her hand. You gonna start rolling your eyes? But got the mask off your face, contaminate you or something. You know what I'm saying? But she, but I looked at her, I said, what y'all do that for? She just rolled out, wouldn't even say nothing. I said, you
That's and that's part of the problem. The ignorance is real.
It's real.
That's part
it's
of
real.
The problem.
I see it every day. Because it's like when you go in Walmart, and you got people in Walmart with no mask on, no gloves. It's like they're telling you, protect me. You're putting the responsibility on me to keep you from getting corona. You you the dummy. That's what I like to say. You the dummy.
You the dummy.
But anyway, why would you do that? I mean, and it's like elderly people are in there. No mask on, overalls on. You got old Jethro and old Grandpa in there, Uncle Leroy in their overalls, and they just walking slow. They ain't worried about nothing. Now let me tell y'all something funny though. I was in Walmart. I was in the line because you know we can't stand up on each other, right? So if you go a whole two grocery carts apart, right? So this this elderly lady was in line. So this man from another race was in line. Well, he just rolled his basket up in front of her, right? So I politely said, excuse me, sir, excuse me. You just cut her in line. Now, his girlfriend looked at me twisted. I was ready for her. It was okay. I was ready for her. So I say, you got to get out of the way. And now the elderly lady, she looks, you know, she was a little scared, timid. She was just going to let it go by.
Right. But not Jaleesa.
But not me.
Not Queenie.
I wasn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm standing here in a mask. I can't breathe in. And I got gloves on. And I'm hot. And this line, it's really only got three people in it. But I feel like it's 12. And then you going to cut in front of my grandma? You're not finna do it.
No.
You're not going to get away with it. You're going to go to the back of that line that goes all the way back to the dressing rooms. You're going to get in it. You're going to go all the way back there. That's what you're going to do. He was like, where's the end of the line? I said, all the way back there. Just count the people, walk through the clothes, and go all the way to the end of the line, which is another dumb thing, but let's move on.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm still trying to figure out why, if you're going to open up the state and you're going to open up businesses and stuff, at least make it mandatable to where the businesses have to give each and every one of the patrons that come to their company or their business a mask. When you walk through the door, you get a mask.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that because, they're not going to do that because
we got two, three, four testing going on in the White House every day for each employee. Ain't no testing going on out here.
But that's the White House.
Hey, LB, I'm covered then, because I'm the only one being in my office, and I make sure she have a mask every day. I'm covered.
Hey, look, y'all work from home. Let me tell y'all.
Well, I guess, right? That would be good.
Every day working from home, my boss likes to do this little team huddle, right, on how was your day, right? So we're doing a little team huddle today. We're like, does anybody have plans after your shift ends today? And we all looking like, nah. And he said, well, I think me and my wife are going to go out. We're going to go out and sit down and eat. So I was like, really? He was like, yeah. I said, well, y'all are both. I was like, look, I'm at that boat, but y'all let me know how that works out for y'all, okay? Because I'm at that boat. Me and my wife are not going to be going out nowhere, sit down, eat nothing. Okay? But I want to take my wife out to eat. I'm going to light a candle up here in this dining room, and I'm going to order something from DoorDash, right? And then when it gets here, we're going to sit down, we're going to eat like we at a restaurant somewhere. But that's about as far as we're going to go with this thing, because Corona is still out there.
Yeah, but you know something? Even that DoorDash, you know, on my birthday, my son had gotten me some food. It was seafood, and it was really good from a really good restaurant here in Atlanta. And I got food poisoning. I was deathly sick. So I don't even trust DoorDash no more. Like, it's like I'm just going to go on and go, you know, plant-based and call it a day. Because you can't eat no more pork now. You can't eat no more. The milk is tainted. The hamburger. Oh, we got a recall on chicken. And no, y'all can have all of that. I'm going right back to whatever God made. That's what I want to eat. End of story.
Yeah, I told my daughter just become a vegetarian. But you know what? You on to something with that. I mean, I might as well just go. Now, they might run up on me. Them laws might run up on me. They might think I'm playing weed, but I don't smoke weed. I don't do drugs. But I do want to, I do think that I believe that you are on to something. You know, I think that all of this happens is happening for a reason. Families are getting closer. Husbands and wives are getting closer or finding out that they can't stand each other. Let's just be real about it. And we are having to use our creative side. It's a lot of folks that is not going to survive because they're not that creative. I'm just saying. But you got some folks that they have, this quarantine has brought out the best in them. Right? Like I said about gardening, like I said about cooking. Because some parents wasn't even, listen, some of them hadn't seen their kids in months. Now they got to look at all of them. They got to, and see what them teachers were going through. Oh, that's what you be doing at school. That's why your teacher called me. And it's going to give you an appreciation more for your children's teacher, because you didn't realize how stressful
that you didn't raise them right. And that's the bottom line. Your kids are stressful in school because you didn't check them at birth. Come on. It starts at home. The teachers are overworked. Yes. The teachers should not have to be babysitters. They went to school to be teachers, to teach a certain subject. Now, you got little Ray Ray coming in here, and little Ray Ray is emulating everything that he sees at home or out on the street, and he don't have no discipline, no kind of structure done, because you ain't instilling it at home. So now we got to fix that. Oh, no, I'm going to
go
Ray Ray. Ray Ray. Why name got to be Ray Ray? Why I got to be all lit?
Hey, Train Ray. Train Ray.
My name can be Junebug or
something. No, I thought we already addressed that airport sign. Is it something we missing? Lil Ray Ray, is it something we missing?
Wait a minute.
Yep.
What?
Wasn't nobody at home with me. I ain't have no homework. And I couldn't do it. The dog ate.
Well, let me tell you what done happened, man, amidst this coronavirus. There is a newfound respect for school teachers now. My younger sister is a school teacher, and she tells me about the parents that have called her house and basically wanted to bring their damn kids to her house and drop them off. And she gave them a resounding hell no. If y'all knew my sister, y'all would know I'm not lying on this woman. Now, the thing is, parents have found out just why the teacher was always calling their house, why this kid getting F's in school, this kid ain't doing nothing at school because he don't want to do nothing at home. They find out that these little girls ain't nothing but some thots running around the school. They used to dress in the little shorts and go to school. They leave out the house in real clothes and have another set of clothes in their bag. And change. That's been going on since I was in school. And I'm 51 years old.
I did it with makeup. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but they children. Look. They.
I'm gonna tell you just firsthand. I was one of those that left out the house one way and got, because we couldn't wear pants, so I'll have my long skirt on. Now, the pants were not risque. They was just regular pants, but I was in a,
they are finding out exactly what they are, the parents are finding out exactly what the teachers are having to deal with. See, because a lot of these parents weren't spending no time with their kids for real. Them kids will get home, they medicate them. They medicate them, feed them. Medicate them, feed them, bathe them, and sit them in front of a tablet or a TV and walk off. But now you have to deal with this little clown all from sunup to sundown, and he or she is really letting you know what you're dealing with now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think they're going to up the teachers. I said they're going to up teachers' pay after coronavirus if they ever get back to school. And I think that they should up their pay. That's just my personal opinion.
Me too.
Yes, they should. I'm glad all my kids are grown now. I ain't even worried about it. I know my kids are bad, tough to deal with. You know, I ain't going
to
lie. Sometimes
they're grown and tough to deal with. So.
I ain't gonna lie, I had my daughter skip school a couple of times. But let's move on.
Look, you're their neighbor.
I was a
neighbor. I was an enabler, parent.
Don't be like that. Don't be like that. All right. Do you have a topic? Do you have a topic? Yeah, it looks like we had a good show tonight. LB, you got a topic? I'm scared, but I'm gonna ask you.
No, I didn't have a topic. I was just gonna say how much I agree with what you all say about the teacher. Because, you see, my kids ain't bad. They don't act up in school because we don't play that. But what I did realize is that they need so much help sometimes. And the teachers got to have a lot of patience. Because, you know, they be, I got this time right now. We need help with this. And, you know, you can't tell them no, but I'm not a teacher. You know what I'm saying? That's not the career path I chose. You know what I'm saying? So I feel for the teachers. I feel for them. My kids need help with their homework. If y'all can do more Zoom meetings or something, whatever y'all can do, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't help them. Because I don't even understand the math that my son is doing right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
So you found out you're not smarter than a fifth grader? So you find out you're not smarter than a fifth grader, LB?
I messed up opening that mad book. I closed that up. That's over with. I'm good. I can't do this.
Close it right on up. I understand, Ray. For real.
Ray, that's that new map.
Look,
that's
that
new map. That's
that new map.
Yeah, that's that new map.
But you know what, Ray?
Go ahead.
Huh?
My son came home with that new map, and I went through that, like, really not being able to figure out what it was that they were trying to, you know, the system. I literally had to call home to have my smart niece do new math, and she was even ticked off that they were taking these kids basically around the whole mulberry bush with all of these mathematical figures just to get to something that had a simple mathematical figure where they didn't have to do it that way. And she didn't understand why they were trying to teach them like that. Like
that's
1 + 1 = 2 all day long. Yeah. Trying to square.
You know what? You know it's crazy when my mother is a teacher and she looked at it and was like,
wow.
Let me call you back.
Well,
you got to do research for a math problem.
Right.
Then the math ain't the problem. It's whoever came
up with the formula.
Yeah.
Speaking of formula, what kind of formula they giving our president? Let's move on.
We want some damn disinfectant. Use that old formula all night. My mama used to use in the bathroom.
They pumping it through his IV or something.
He
need some more IV and
they need to up his dose.
Put some pine salt over
it. I want to see them roll him out of there stiff as a 2x4. Yeah, I'm waiting to see them roll him out of there stiff as a 2x4.
Yeah, because he owns some new stuff. You know he is. He owns some real new stuff. Anybody else have any topics for today? I want to just say that I love our caller. Oh, I love her accent too, because her accent makes me want to just get my life together. Listen,
my name is Alicia.
Alicia, girl, listen, you need to call in whenever you want to and help us get into these topics, girl. Let me tell you,
no problem.
It's a lot to be talked about, and it's a lot to be done.
Yeah.
All right,
sure.
Brandon Ray, go ahead.
Trina
Ray, go ahead and sign
off
for us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, this is Trina Ray. Trina Ray here on 219 The Talk. Want to let y'all know, thank y'all for joining us tonight. If you ever need to get in touch with me about some fitness questions, hit me up at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com or if you need some photos for whatever event, I don't care if it's a bar mitzvah, you can hit me up at photocreationsllc.net. Thank you for joining us tonight. Y'all have a great evening.
All right, now. All right, LB and Mary B, come on, sign off for us tonight.
Hey, y'all already know what it is. LB and Mary B, thank y'all for tuning in. Keep on tuning in each and every week. We'll do the same thing, same bad channel, like my boy JD does.
All right, Mary B.
Everybody have a great night. We'll see you all this weekend. Oh, and we'll definitely see you all next weekend for Memorial. I hope that, you know, someone's cooking out.
Oh, we cooking.
Okay, we'll be in Houston next weekend.
They're going to take that whole back of the house on fire when I get through.
They're not. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mary B. We listen.
We'll see you all next weekend, and make sure you all are following It's Me, Mary B, and My Gospel Soul. We have so many more interviews that will be coming up after the COVID.
After the COVID. Okay, JD the Barber.
Yeah. This is your boy, JD the Barber, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in to 219 to talk on a big old Thursday night. Once again, we had a fabulous show, and I enjoyed the conversation with my co-host. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, this is JD, the Barber, brand new draws and all. I'll holler at y'all next time.
All right. We want to thank everybody for listening in. God bless you, and good night. Good night.
219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, yeah, you running your mouth.